Now, what kind of melons did you raise?
Watermelons, marshmallows, cantaloupes. You're talking about corn. Back when I was a boy, they didn't have, well, in raising hay, they had hay, yeah. But they didn't have these machines to mow hay like we got today. They had hay, but they had an old, what they call a kind of a cradle or an old long outfit with a handle to it, and they'd go out there and reap it, cut it, stack it and let it dry. Now on your corn, they would save the shuck, 6 or 8 inches, as long as them leaves are. They called it fodder. They'd take a few of them leaves that was hanging there, and they'd take it and tie it around that thing, tie it together.
Make a bundle.
That's what they call fodder. That's what they fed the horses on.
Now, those little things that would come up in the field after a rain?
Weeds.
They look like little umbrellas? Some people would eat them when they were.
Mushroom, yeah. I never did eat one. Tell me they're good. I think they grow them a certain kind they grow to eat. There's a kind that tell me that's poison. I don't know.
What's that called? Do you have names for them? Or?
I don't know. I've seen little mushrooms here around here.
Now, did you ever, you told me you never raised oats or wheat or anything like that. But oats? Would you ever see them take it?
Oats, yeah. No wheat.
Oats. And what do they do to separate the grain from the chaff? Oats. What do they do to it?
Well, they've got machinery today. How back, way back, I don't believe they ever did it.
The machinery does what?
It combines it. It separates the seed from the stalk and chaff, just like combining corn or beans or anything else. They got machinery to do that.
They call that thrashing it?
Thrashing it, yeah.
Now, you have that bird here that people would say would come around when the person was dead and make all sorts of noises, mournful noises around your house. You know what I'm talking about? Come around at night.
They've got birds, them old owls, hoot owls and screech owls.
Yeah.
Buzzards and crows.
Did you ever hear any story about the screech owl? Or? It's kind of superstition that said it would come around when you died, when people in the family died.
I don't believe I ever heard that story.
Okay. What about the kind of bird that would work on a tree?
That's a woodpecker.
Different types of them?
Different types of them, yeah. They got a green head, a red head, and them old big. I should know the name of that different ones of them. I know the bird when I see it, but I can't tell you the name of it.
Yeah. What sort of things do you hear around a pond croaking at night?
Bullfrogs, spring frogs, alligators.
The kind that's around your, that gets in your garden, the kind of frog that gets in your garden?
That's a toad frog. If you happen to let him urinate on you, they used to have an old yarn to make warts on you. I used to catch them and use them for fish bait, catch catfish with.
Did you ever catch anything else out of the pond besides fish?
Oh, yeah. Caught snakes, eels, gars.
Hard shell.
Turtles. Just about all.
Different types of turtles?
Oh yeah, them old loggerhead, that's the old loggerhead, he's good to eat.
I hear that turtle's got about 7 different kinds of meat.
Yeah. If you get one of them old great big ones, I got a sister up here, man. Her husband's a Frenchman. You get a whole loghead turd and you let that Frenchman know, and you'll be invited to one of the finest meals you ever eat. Another turtle is a soft shell turtle. My wife's mother used to, if you get a hold of a good big soft shell turtle, that old woman cooked them things up bad, you could eat that whole.